Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Just across the bar, my seat's been taken by some sunglasses, asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home.
Yeah.
the bar closes and you feel like falling down. I'll carry you home tonight.
That was We Are Young by Fun. And you are listening to WMFO Medford. It is 2:06. And this is Anything and Everything. I'm DJ Slips.
I'm DJ Rizzle King.
How are we doing today, DJ Rizzle King?
I'm doing great, really. We only have 3 weeks until Christmas.
Oh, no, is that
sorry. So? 4 weeks until Christmas-ish.
But 3 weeks until the end of the semester.
I go home 3 weeks from today.
Oh, wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're 12.5% done with college 3 weeks from today.
That's also kind of scary.
Yeah, it's a little wild because, you know, I feel like I just got here.
I feel like I just got here, but I also feel like I've been here forever.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
If you couldn't tell, DJ Slips and I are freshmen. We are freshmening it up, if to freshman is a verb.
To freshman. It's on
I think it's a verb.
Merriam-Webster.
I think it's working too hard at first and then falling way off. Having annoying questions about housing, mm-hmm. not knowing where parties are.
Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
Sounds about right.
Well, we're going to get another song right now. This is Jane by Jefferson Starship.
must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this, but I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. 'Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. 'Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at
someone.
That was... Ooh, we got some sirens
going
out.
That was a siren is what that was.
Yep. Oh, and they're still out there right now. But for all of our listeners right now, we're going to have a caller. We've got a caller right
Hope
now.
Everyone's okay.
His name is David, and here we go. David, you with us?
I am with you. What's up?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. How about you guys?
I'm doing great.
So, David, we were wondering, as we all know, you attended a high school event with us by the name of high school.
A disclaimer for all of our non-regular listeners. There is one listener who has listened to all of our shows, mm-hmm. probably, and I just want to say thank you to that one person. But if you've listened to one of our shows before, 90% of our callers are people we know from high school.
Yeah, that's
so, right. David went to high school with me and DJ Slips.
Mm-hmm. So David, we were wondering, we know you're in the gap year right now, the year between college and high school, known as the gap.
It's true.
We were wondering if you could tell us a little bit about it.
What you're doing, what you've been up to.
All right, it's really boring. I don't know why you guys picked this, but I got this job. I was working in D.C. for this foreign insurance company. Ooh, shout out to AFSCME. Got some money and whatnot. Looking at some film internships. I was supposed to be working on a film like in October, but it got like canceled. So I fucking circled. Oh, I can't hear the radio.
No, you can't.
I don't think anybody heard. Well, you know, we'll bleep it.
Yes.
All right. But yeah. And right now, it's almost holiday season. It's almost winter break, so I have no idea what I'm about to do for 2018, but we'll see.
Oh yeah, so you looking forward to the holidays?
I am. My favorite time of the year, or one of them.
Oh yeah, okay, so David, when is it appropriate to play Christmas music?
This has been an ongoing debate.
I say whenever the fuck you want.
Got a girl from the south side, got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, man, I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in. So thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like hers on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30. I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass, with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30.
That was Body Like a Back Road.
Hi, Sam Hunt. Just a quick follow-up from the last time there was a break in the music. We sincerely apologize to all of our listeners for the language that went out over the air. We did not know that was coming. We don't have full control over our callers, but again, we sincerely apologize.
Are over, and life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last the skies above are blue. Was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
stay up all night when I don't know. Can't see him for the glow of the neon lights, and it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
It all started in January of 1970. Later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
And it's 2:39 here on WMFO Medford. This is Anything and Everything with DJ Slips.
And I'm DJ Rizzle King.
Awesome. DJ Rizzle King, I actually think they forgot to list the people's favorite shows in there. They mentioned a couple, something like the Fish Bowl or the Fish Tank, but then they didn't say Anything and Everything.
I mean, it's quite insulting, actually, considering we've been on the air
for a whole for 8 weeks?
For at least 1,000 seconds.
I would say, yeah. I mean, I'll have to bring it up with the head of WMFO, I think, because they'll have to redo that PSA.
They will. So, just to take a quick break from the music for anybody out there who might have any ideas, currently, it is getting to be that time when we're planning what we're going to do with our break. I know DJ Slips has a very exciting break planned.
Yes.
We can go into that later if he so desires. But I currently have no exciting break planned. If anybody has, including you, DJ Slips, has any ideas for something fun I could do without spending a lot of money and not going far from home, I live in Washington, D.C., please let us know. I live in Washington, D.C. I do not live in Virginia. I do not live in Maryland. DJ Slips lives in Virginia. They are not the same thing. D.C. does not have a senator, does not have a congressperson. Virginia has both. More electoral votes, a governor.
Yes, so we have all of those things.
If you don't have to deal with being from D.C., you can't say you're from D.C.
Unless you're introducing yourself to people at college, and then it's just That's just way easier than to say Virginia, McLean, Virginia, and then no one knows where that
I'm
is.
I'm from Northern Virginia. Yeah, see how Washington D.C. 5 syllables. Northern Virginia 5 syllables. Just as easy.
You were expecting it to be less syllables.
I was expecting it to be fewer syllables.
All right, DJ Rizzle King, I have, right before we play our next song, a new segment I'd like to introduce to the show, which is sweatpants or real pants. Is today a sweatpants day, or is today a real pants day?
Today is the kind of day that you went to bed late last night after doing lots of work, forgot to take off your sweatpants, woke up late, and forgot to take those same sweatpants off again.
Oh, this is a double day sweatpant
day? This is a double day sweatpant day with an additional same material sweatshirt with thick, sweaty socks.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot for our listeners. That was a lot of detail.
It was a lot
today,
of detail.
Today is a clean sweatpant day for me.
They're not gross. They're used.
I have washed completely first time post washed sweatpants, and I am wearing a sweatshirt, so I as well as DJ Rizzle King am rocking the sweatsuit today. But maybe next week, next Wednesday, we'll be able to say real pants and a button down. That's the goal.
Ooh,
that's the everyday goal.
Should we, listeners? I don't know about you, but when I need to do something, if I need to go to the library and power out however many hours of work, I can't do it if I'm not wearing real clothes.
Exactly. I agree. Real clothes
real
are the key
clothes
to
are
productivity.
A game changer. I should put real clothes on.
Yeah. So today, for our listeners out there, I strive for 5 of the 7 days of the week to have real pants. That's the goal every week. Is 5/7 of the week I want to be wearing non-sweatpant material.
See, the way it works for me is every weekend, just because of some of the extracurriculars I'm in, I'm usually in a suit about once a week or twice a week. So I feel like if you're weighting the type of clothing you're wearing
a weighted average
of clothing.
Okay.
I wasn't going to make that joke, but yes, a weighted average of clothing. If I'm wearing a suit 2 days a week, and sweatpants 3 days a week or 4 days a week. I know that doesn't add up to 7 days. Okay, that was intentional.
Maybe you don't have to wear it 5 days
a
week.
Maybe I don't have to wear it 5 days a week.
All right, well, let me get your opinion on this. I have a pair of sweatpants that happen to be close to, if not the exact same color, as a sweatshirt that I have. They are not. I did not buy them together. And the real question is, when I wear them together, i.e. a real sweatsuit, same color, okay, is that better or worse?
You are conceding defeat. You are coordinating your sweat particles of clothing.
So that's, I lose points on that one. I don't gain.
I think
because at the same time
you've really
got
to sell out.
One, it's turquoise blue. So yes, I am going out in turquoise blue, but I did take the time and I put in the effort to match them. So
I say, how does it balance out on what you're doing. If that's a lazy day, like mm-hmm. truly you have no work to do, mm-hmm. you're going to go watch some TV, go get food, that's a great look. Mm-hmm. I approve of that look. If you have real things to do,
yeah.
don't go out in a matching sweatsuit.
That's my Sunday go to work outfit is turquoise blue sweatsuit.
Honestly, I respect that.
Yeah, it's a very good look. So we're going to get some music going back for you. It is 2:44.
Don't you worry there, my honey. We might not have any money, but we've got our love to pay the bills. Maybe I think you're cute and funny. Maybe I wanna do what bunnies do with you, if you know what I mean. Get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
Well, you might be a bit confused,
and you might be a little bit bruised,
but baby, how we spoon like no one else. So I will help you read those books, if you will soothe my worried looks,
and we will put the lonesome on the shelf. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
His name's Cain. He had a horse along the countryside. I saw him ride. He had a gun. I knew him well. Oh, I heard him singing. I knew he loved someone. His name was Cain. He had a brother, his only brother, a peaceful guy. One day they found him, his shirt was red. Two shiny bullets, they found his brother dead. You can't see Cain.
his name was Cain. He had a horse along the countryside. I saw him ride. Oh, that man he never miss. Ride on, King, ride. You get your man.
That was from the fantastic movie Django.
Fantastic.
Very, very good movie. And to our listeners, it is 2:49, almost 2:50. But unfortunately today, DJ Rizzle King and I have to leave you 10 minutes early. We have an appointment to be at. But next week, we will be back 2 p.m. next Wednesday in full force for our full hour of anything and everything.
And you can be excited for the undisputed beginning of the Christmas season, as it is both after Thanksgiving and into December by next week. DJ Slips will finally have to resign to Christmas music. It will be good Christmas music, I promise.
At this current point in time, that is not refutable by me. Well, next week, if you tune in to see if I have a refutation for him.
If he can find a valid argument, I will consider it. Probably not.
All right. This is Anything and Everything, and this is WMFO Medford. Thanks for listening.
Your ticket will explode. I ain't gonna be playing that game no more. No what it is, no how to use it all. Kiss the gold Phoenix, ride that Valkyrie. You were just a plaything, nothing more to me. Never gonna co-sign your insanity. Don't know why it should be a goddamn thing to me. Coming back. double life. All that love and trouble with your razor knife. Once you cross the threshold, there's no turning back. There ain't no existence. All your lies are black.
Your ticket will